We continue 21 lines down from the top on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, we mentioned last time that we're going to focus on the last case in the Mishnah, which is if a non-Jew sells his idol or gives it as collateral, Rebbe says it's mevatel, Chachamim say it's not. So we have a machlokas how to understand this. We have a machlokas how to understand the machlokas. Ze'iri amar Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba amar Rav chad amar machlokas betzorif obet kochavim aval betzorif Yisrael dirik kol bitel. So one opinion says that the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim is when a non-Jew sells the idol to a non-Jewish tzoref who's going to melt down the, who potentially would melt down the idol and then sell it. The idea being, according to Rebbe, it's mevatel, because his job professionally is to melt the metal and sell it off, or to use it in something else, but not as avodah zarah, so he's certainly going to be nullifying it. As opposed to the Chachamim who say it's not mevatel, well, there are rationales that once he sees the idol, he's going to change his mind, and instead of melting it down, he's going to use it and keep it for himself. But if you give it to a Yisrael who's a tzoref, then everyone agrees that it's the idol will become nullified because he's going to melt it down and sell it off. V'chadamar, but the other one says, Bitzorif Yisrael Machlokas. The other one says the Machlokas between Chachamim and Rebbe is when the Yisrael, when the Yisrael is given the idol. That's the Machlokas. Well, then the question is, what about when you give it to a non-Jew? Is there a machlokas there, or is there not a machlokas, right? According to this opinion right now, that there's still a machlokas when you give it to the Israel. The idea is that just because you give it to the Israel, on the one hand you can say, well, obviously it's nullified, because when the idolater gives the idol to the Jew, he knows that the Jew's going to not melt it down, so he clearly nullified it. The other is that, hey, you never know. Maybe the idol is valuable to the Jew, and therefore he's going to sell the idol as is and make some money off of it. And the idolater knows that as well, and therefore it won't become nullified. But we don't have the answer to the second half of the equation. What about when it's a tzoref over kachavim? According to the second opinion, the machlokas is by tzoref Yisrael, but what about by tzoref over kachavim? Is there a machlokas there, or is that a divrei kol? And that's what the Gemara asks. Again, a question within a question. Yiboilehu, b'tzoref Yisrael machlokas, aval tzoref over kachavim divrei kol lo bitel, lo dilma bein b'zeh machlokas. According to the second opinion, so now we're focusing on the second way to understand the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. What's the approach on an Ovid Kochavim giving the idol to another sort of Ovid Kochavim? Is it machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim, or is it a divrei kol that it is low bitel? So Tashma, come in here, following Brisa, we're going to prove it from Rebbe, the Amar Rebbe, who is the author of this opinion in the Mishnah. Nirin Devarai Kishamachra Lechabala, B'divrei Chavirai Shemachra Leovda. Says Rebbe, my opinion seems more correct when it's sold Lechabala, literally means when it's sold to be destroyed, and the opinion of my friends, meaning the Chachamim, appears more correct when it's sold to worship. In other words, that it's not mevatel. So the Gemara says, "Mai lechabala, mai leovda." What do those words mean in this context? Ilei melechabala, lechabala mamish leovda, leovda mamish. If to destroy means to mamish destroy, and serving, worshiping of it, literally means to worship. If we're taking these words literally, well, my taima demand amar bitel. Well, how can a person say that when you're coming to when the idolater is giving the idol to another non-Jew, that it's going to possibly to serve, to worship, it's going to be mevatel? Of course it can't be mevatel. He's using it, he sold it to worship. And according to the one who says that it's lechabala, that it's going to be destroyed, if it's going to mamish be destroyed, and he's selling it to be destroyed, well, how can anyone say that it's not going to be mevatel? Of course it's mevatel. It's going to be destroyed. So rather what it means is, elalav, lechabala lemish asid lechabala. Lechabala means someone who is inclined to destroy it, not that they're necessarily going to destroy it. Umanu tzorif Yisrael, that's when an idolater sells it to a Jew, that's when it's the Jew would be more inclined to destroy it, not that he necessarily will. And what does it mean to, I agree with my colleague's opinion, seems more plausible when it's given to serve, it means to worship, it means someone who may be inclined to worship it more than destroy it, and that's when a non-Jew sells it to another non-Jew. But nevertheless, the point that Rebbe is making in this brisa is that he feels his opinion is correct in one area, and he feels that his colleagues are correct in the other. But there's still a machlokas in both those cases, whether it's a tzorei of Yisrael that receives the idol from an idolater, or the tzor of Ovid Kachavim receives it from an idolater. So therefore, the Gemara says, you see from this brisa, bein bezeh uvein bezeh machlokas. There's a machlokas in both opinions. So again, in the second possible way to understand the machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim in our Mishnah is that when a non-Jew gives the idol to a Tzoref Yisrael or a Tzoref Ovid Kochavim, in both cases, machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether it's Mevatel or not. Rebbe would say in both cases it is, Chachamim say in both cases it is not. That's what the Gemara initially suggests, and the Gemara says, no, lo. Hachi ka'amar. Now this is what Rebbe means to say, not the way we just assumed. Amar Rebbe, nirin divarai lachaveirai kishamachra lachabala umanu tzorif Yisrael. My opinion seems more, nirin divarai lachaveirai, my opinion is correct, lachaveirai to my friends, to my colleagues, when it is sold to be destroyed. Umanu, Tzoref Yisrael. Who is that? When a non-Jew sells his idol to a Jew who's a Tzoref. Sha'af chaveirai lo nechleku alai, ela kishamachra lo ovda. Because even my colleagues only argue with me when it is sold to ovda, to be worshipped. Avala chabala, but when it's going to be destroyed, moduli, they would agree with me. In other words, that according to the second way to understand this, that we're talking about a tzor, as Rashi explains it, we're talking about a tzor of Yisrael, when a non-Jew sells the idol to a tzor of Yisrael, even the chachamim would agree with me that it is mevatel. In other words, this brisa is not, when it says here b'tzorif v'charam or b'tzorif Yisrael machlokas, this brisa is not a proof for that latter statement. This brisa actually is focusing on, is closer to the first statement, the first way to understand the machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim, by saying b'tzorif Yisrael divrei kol bitel, and the machlokas is only b'tzorif Ovid Kochavim. So we don't really have a proof for the second way to understand the machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim, whether it's also a machlokas when it's given to b'tzorif Ovid Kochavim or not. The Gemara then tries to search for an answer as follows. Meisve halokeach gerutaos min ha'ovid kochavim umatza behen avodos kochavim im ad shelo nasan maos mashach yachzer im ishi nasan maos mashach yachzer liyam ha'melech. So it says the Brisa as follows. When you purchase gerutaos, Rashi says shivrei ksafim, they're shards of silver. So a person purchases shards of silver, so that's some sort of money from an idolater, or some sort of currency, I would assume, and you find an avodas kochavim inside this bunch of shards of silver, you find idols. If you took hold of these shards before you paid for it, then take it, then return it, give it back, and don't pay for it. But once you've already paid for it, the transaction is over, you're holding on to avodah zarah, and therefore you have to take the whole entire bunch, and you need to throw it into the Yam HaMelech, because these shards were connected to the avodah zarah. So now Gemara says as follows, based on this brisa, e amart bishlama b'tzorif Yisrael machlokes. If we're talking about when a Jew is given the idol from an idolater, that's the machlokas. Well, that makes sense. Why? Because in this case, the Jew is purchasing the shards, silver shards from Ovid Kochavim, so he gets rid of it. Why does he have to get rid of it? Well, you can say he gets rid of it, according to this opinion, because Hamani Rabbanani. This can be, right, you can say this Braisa follows the Rabbanan's opinion, that when it goes to a Jew, it's not necessarily going to be Mevatel. But according to Rebbe, it would be a different opinion. Rebbe would say no, and Rebbe would disagree with this whole Braisa. But this Braisa makes sense, according to Rebbe, according to Rabbanan, because we're talking about a Tzoref Yisrael. However, so again, if you say that the machlokas is Betzorif Yisrael, this brisa makes sense. You say one is Rebbe and one is the Chachamim, and one is the Chachamim, and this brisa happens to be going like the Chachamim. Eli Amrit Betzorif Ovid Kochavim Machlokas Aval Betzorif Yisrael Divrei Kol Bitel. But if you're telling me that everyone agrees when given to a Tzorif Yisrael, well, that is nullified. Well, how money? Who can this be? Because you're giving it to a Yisrael. How can it? Why is it not nullified? So Gemara says, no, this is not going to work either. Shiny, this is not a good answer. Shiny hasam ta adaita de grutaos zavin adaita de avodas kachavim lo zavin. Said you're missing one fundamental problem or application of the or nuance in the concept of bittel. Bittel is when the non-Jew gives over the item, knowing full well that this item is going to be nullified. He's essentially nullifying it by giving it over. In this case, he gave over shivrei kesafim, not knowing that there were idols inside the shards, inside the pile, and therefore he never had any intention or any intent to nullify it. And therefore, in this case, it would be different. That's why in this case, when the Jew is given the money, he has to, I mean, the shivrei kesafim with the idols, if he's already paid for it, he has to yolich liyam hamelech. So we end off with, again, a machlokas here between Rebbe and the Chachamim, but when you sell the idol or you give it as a collateral, is it nullified or not? Rebbe says it is nullified, the Chachamim say it's not, but we're still stuck in the Gemara about the application. When are we to whom are you selling the idol or giving it as a collateral? Are you selling it to a Tzoref Yisrael or a Tzoref Ovid Kochavim? It's unclear, and we don't know exactly if they argue in every case or not in every case, but in general, Rebbe is of the opinion that if you are giving it to a Tzoref Yisrael, it's certainly nullified. The Chachamim perhaps will still can either maintain that it's not nullified or maybe it still is nullified, unclear. But the bottom line here is that there are other ways to possible other ways to nullify an idol without actual causing physical damage. Like in the first cases, you are cutting off the ear or the nose, so you've made physical damage. Here, it's possible to, at least certainly according to Rebbe, that to nullify it, the idolater just needs to sell it, and he can even sell it to a non-Jew, possibly, and as a result, still not be able to nullify the idol, assuming it's given to a tzoref of a gechavim, and certainly again, if it's a tzoref Yisrael, better chance that the item would become nullified.